His pulse and flicker finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
What if I can get us a copy of Keeler's playbook?
What exactly do you mean by playbook?
His entire prep for tonight's debate.
Damn it, I told you to drop that.
You just listen to me. There is something you need to see.
There's nothing I need to see.
It's about Anne. It's something that we didn't know about her. Something that could damage all of us.
Can I talk to you now?
Yeah, of course. Okay, what's up?
Chase and I have been going out for a while. And it's starting to get serious. I really care for him, Dad. So what do you think?
I don't know what I think.
We want the release of Ramon Salazar. If you refuse to comply, the virus will be unleashed.
It looks like the virus was delivered in a crystalline form. Maybe what you're looking for is a white powder.
It would look like a bag of cocaine?
Or heroin? Yeah, that may even be the strategy. Someone thinks they're selling a bag of coke when in fact they're handling the virus.
Where did you get that money?
It doesn't matter, okay? We needed it. I got it.
So this is how you're gonna help your family? By dealing drugs?
I'm not dealing them. Stupid delivery.
If that kid's walking around with a bag of cocaine that's got the virus in it, he doesn't know it. I need to find him and stop him from putting it into circulation.
You didn't shoot up, did you? What? You think you can hide it from me?
I'm not trying to hide it from you. I'm trying to quit.
Okay, people don't just quit, Jack.
I am not going on record with this addiction. Do you understand me? You're the only person who knows about it. It's going to stay that way.
Give me an update.
Kyle's still in this house.
What about the package?
It's with him.
In Ramon?
Just waiting to come home.
Good.
Gail casually saunters out of the surveillance room into the nerve center of CTU.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m.
At CTU, Tony rushes down metal stairs.
Adam, have you downloaded everyone's folders for the meeting?
Not yet. I'm still pulling up some of the medical details about the virus.
Don't waste a lot of time on that. The only thing our people need to know is that it kills within 24 hours of exposure, and we believe Kyle Singer has it.
Yeah, I got all that. What about our approach to Singer?
Jack's going to meet Nicole Duncan, head of health services Los Angeles. They're going to take a hazmat team over to Singer's apartment. He's waiting for it now.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Alicia Cuthbert as Kim Bauer, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, James Badge Dale as Chase Edmonds, and Dennis Haysbert as President Palmer. Created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran, voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. Jack waits in his car by the freeway for Dr. Nicole Duncan and the hazmat team to arrive. As he sits sweating in the Californian heat, Jack is desperate for a fix and reaches into his bag for a medical kit. He wraps a tourniquet around his arm, slapping at his veins in an all-too-familiar ritual. He fills a syringe from a vial of heroin, squeezes the plunger to test for bubbles, and is just about to shoot up when a squad of three health services vans pulls up and he frantically hides it all away. Jack conceals the kit in the glove compartment just as Nicole, well-dressed and carrying a briefcase, jumps purposefully out of the first van and joins him in the passenger seat of his four-track.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
Okay, Nicole. How have you been?
Till this afternoon, I was doing fine. You know, I tried to reach after I heard about Terry.
Yeah, I know. After that, I kind of withdrew. But I appreciated the calls, thanks. We should get going.
Jack heads the hazmat convoy as they set off for Kyle Singer's apartment.
I just finished running Mace's epidemiological model. Her estimates were rough.
Better or worse than we thought?
Twice as bad. She had 9% of the population infected within a week, but it's closer to 20%, and the infection to mortality rate is higher than her estimate. Almost 95% lethal. I've been hunting derms for 12 years, and I've never seen anything like this.
Great.
She scrutinizes Jack's appearance.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, why?
You're perspiring.
It's been nonstop since noon. Look, we're going to be about 8 minutes out. It'd be great if we can go over the quarantine protocols before we get there.
She sees the empty vial by his foot.
No problem.
If you refuse to comply, the virus will be unleashed. We want the release of Ramon Salazar in the
Gael.
Next 6 hours.
Here, take a look at this. Closing in on the point of origin of this call. You see this code artifact here?
Yeah.
Found a few more in this recording. I think it's coming from a domestic switching node.
Think the call was made from inside the U.S.?
Maybe. I'm piping it over to your system. See if you can find a match.
Okay.
But do it after the meeting.
What meeting?
Tony's shifting resources to help Jack in the field. He's closing in on the virus.
Chloe seizes Guile's distracted attention.
Gael.
Yeah?
Jack needs that audio feed in place when he gets to Kyle Singer's apartment.
I know, but Tony needs me to take care of something right now. I'll get it to you after the meeting.
I need you to do it before the meeting. Jack's on his way there, so come do it now.
I can't. Stop bugging me. I'll get it to you.
Fine.
At the Salazar ranch, Claudia seductively ties up the straps of her designer dress, smooths the material over her catwalk curves, tantalizing a spellbound Hector with her long, dark hair.
Have you thought about how it will be when Ramon comes back?
How it will be? Like it was before.
Things have changed, Hector.
Nothing's changed. He's only been gone 3 months.
You've changed. You've been in charge while he's been in prison. Are you willing to give that up so easily?
Gael calls.
What is it?
Bauer's telling CTU he's about to intercept the package.
How?
I'm not sure. I'm about to find out.
Is Gomez still on Kyle Singer?
Of course.
And we're fine.
End of part one. A 2. 3:07. Kyle Singer drinks from a milk bottle and checks the newspaper as his despondent father returns home.
Hey, how was the interview?
Fine.
What's up, Dad?
Your mother told me you paid the rent. All 3 months we owed?
Yeah, I came into a little money.
How does a 19-year-old kid who doesn't have a job come into a little money?
Tim and I, we went down to the track the other day. He knows this guy over at the stable, so, we got a tip.
Where did you get the money?
Dad, what does it matter? Honestly, the rent's paid for 3 months, all right? Pressure's off us now.
Did you do something illegal?
No. I told you, we went to Santa Anita. We got lucky. I didn't do anything
illegal. Don't lie to me. I got enough to worry about. Now, this is my house. I pay the rent. I take care of you and your mother.
And when you get that job, you go ahead and pay me back, all right?
Wait a second, we're not done
here.
No,
we're done here.
Don't walk away from me.
You should be thanking me instead of crawling up my ass.
Kyle! Kyle! Open the door! Open the door!
His name's Kyle Singer. We think he's transporting the virus, although it's likely he doesn't realize what he's carrying.
How could he not know?
Health Services believes that the virus was made to look like heroin or cocaine. We know that Kyle Singer was hired to deliver a package from Mexico to a dealer in Los Angeles.
He thinks he's smuggling drugs.
That's the working theory. Now, here's the thing. Once Singer delivers that bag of powder, it gets cut up and distributed throughout the city. At that point, it becomes impossible to contain.
Was LAPD grabbing Singer?
No.
Why not? Can't they get there faster?
LAPD is not trained to handle a hot zone. Jack Bauer's going to go in with a team from Health Services. We're going to run the operation from here, updating the president in real time.
Now, we have to approach Singer with care. He has no idea how deadly the powder is.
During the CTU meeting, Gael sits coolly and attentively. 3:09. Kyle packs the bag of cocaine, the money, and some clothes into a sports bag and heads for the door.
How can I talk when there's a door between?
Maybe there's more.
He said he won the money at the track.
You could come up with a better lie than that.
Well, maybe he was telling the truth.
Come on, Helen. Where are you going?
Wherever.
Hey. What's in the bag?
Close.
We'll open it.
What?
Open the bag.
Kyle looks to his mum for support.
I'm warning you. Open that bag, or I'm going to open it myself.
Mom?
Kyle, listen to your father.
It's none of his business.
As long as you're living in my house, it is.
Your house? This isn't your house. You can't even pay the rent.
Oh, Kyle.
Hey.
He snatches Kyle's bag and begins to search.
Come on, will you quit snooping, please?
Don't even think about it.
He rifles through various clothes until he finds the bag of white powder and dangles it in disgust before Kyle's horrified mother and then in accusation before Kyle himself.
What is this? Huh? Coke? Heroin? Give it back, Dad.
What did you say?
I need it.
What do you mean you need it? What, are you some kind of junkie?
No. I'm just delivering it to this guy, okay? And if I don't get it to him... It's just a guy, okay?
Who? Give me a name.
Kyle, answer your father.
Kyle tries to snatch it back.
Just give it to me, okay?
Hey!
Stop it! Stop it, both of you! Both of you, stop!
Kyle makes a run for it and escapes through the front door as the bag of cocaine lies torn on the ground. An electric fan blows fine powder into the apartment. 3:16.
I can't reiterate this enough.
This is a credible threat. Salazar's people will release this virus if we don't find it first. So let's get going.
Kim breaks from the meeting to join Chase, who has just arrived with Zach Parker, the drug dealer arrested at Goss's squat, and two uniformed CTU officers. Chase looks annoyed.
I thought you were supposed to be with my dad.
I was. He sent me back here.
Why?
Question Parker.
Parker, you already turned in Kyle Singer. What else are you going to get from him?
Nothing. And that's the point.
I don't understand.
Your dad's sidelining me, Kim. He's making me sit out.
Why?
Why do you think?
Because of us? Chase, I'm sorry.
He says he's protecting me. But I'm not the one he's trying to protect here.
You're not blaming me, are you?
Look, all I'm saying is we shouldn't have told him.
What were we supposed to do? Keep sneaking around until someone catches us?
Oh, we could have waited.
Until when? He'd have the same response no matter when we told him.
I gotta deal with this kid, Parker.
Three:17, and prison guard Jeff Benson marches over to Ramon Salazar's cell to collect his untouched food tray.
Jeffrey, the food's exceptionally bad today. Under laws in this country, for cruel and unusual punishment.
Salazar keeps hold of the tray.
Tell Anikon I'm ready to talk.
Salazar nods his command. The guard understands and nods back. District Attorney Louis Anikon paces over to his car in the prison car park.
Bauer couldn't tell me, but Salazar's got some kind of leverage, enough to get him released. I'm not about to let this son of a bitch erase the last 2 years of my life. Call your friend at the State Department. See what he can tell you. Anikon.
Mr. Anikon.
Yeah?
This is Jeff Benson, Salazar's guard.
I know who you are.
Sir Salazar asked to see you.
Why?
He says he's ready to talk.
I'll be right there.
Benson places the phone back on its hook under Salazar's watchful gaze. Meanwhile, back at the University of Southern California, Palmer hands Wayne Senator Keeler's playbook.
Don't ask me why, just do it.
I hope you can get a refund.
A refund?
From whoever sold you that load of crap.
David,
Keeler is going to use this against you in this debate. Now, ignoring it's not going to make it go away.
Neither will dignifying it with a response.
He's going to claim that Anne perjured herself, which, in case you've forgotten, is a felony.
Anne is no felon.
The allegation itself is enough to damage you. Now, come on, David, please think. You know you can't go into this debate without some kind of response.
What do you propose?
Talk to Anne. Make sure she's told you everything.
She has told me everything.
Are you sure?
Ever since I started seeing Anne, you've taken every chance to undermine our relationship just because you don't like her.
You're absolutely right. I don't like her. This isn't about me and Anne. It's about you and Anne. Now, if she's got nothing to hide, fine, David. She's got nothing to hide. But you better find out before you face off with Keeler on national television.
Wayne and Palmer stand eyeball to eyeball. Palmer reluctantly concedes and breaks off first. At Downey, Benson leads Anacon through a security gate towards Salazar's cell.
Did you ask your friend Jack Bauer what's going on? You did, didn't you? But he wouldn't say. It must be very frustrating, Luis, being kept in the dark.
You have something to tell me.
I asked you here, didn't I?
Then start talking, because you used up my patience an hour ago.
Whoa. You are a dog with a bone, Luis. Once you bite down, you don't let go. When I'm out of here, I don't want you on me anymore.
When you're out of here?
You were right. In a few hours, I'm going home.
Really? And how will you manage that?
Hector's a good brother.
Unless he's got a key to this place, you're not going anywhere.
But he does have a key. And when he turns it, the last 2 years of your life, all the hours you spent away from your family, all the work you've done to put me here, will go away. Just like that. I wanted you to hear it from me, Luis. I wanted it to be the last thing you ever heard.
Benson cracks Anakin on the back of the head, strangling him until dead with his truncheon. Salazar watches motionless and cold. Benson replaces his truncheon in his belt, avoiding Salazar with his eyes, hopelessly trying to mask his weakness from Salazar's icy gaze.
Your son will be returned to you now.
322, the Singer apartment.
I'm just saying that Kyle is in over his head.
We're not calling a lawyer. He hasn't even been arrested.
Not yet.
Well, maybe he won't be. If we leave it alone, don't do anything, maybe this whole thing will just go away.
You can't be serious.
Why not, Sam? Why do we have to let anybody know?
Because it's against the law not to.
What are you suggesting we do? Call the police? Maybe they'll give us a reward and then we can pay our rent? Wait, that wasn't fair. I'm sorry.
She sees foreboding shadows pass across the blinds, and as a chainsaw cuts through their front door, she panics and runs to the bathroom with a bag of coke.
Oh, my God!
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm gonna get rid of it! You wanna visit your son in jail?
Wait a minute! Helen! Get back! Get back! Let me get back!
What is the word?
Kyle Singer! Kyle Singer! He's not here!
Isolate him and draw blood for a full panel, get an oral swab, seal off all these windows and vents.
Jack bursts into the locked bathroom to try and prevent Mrs. Singer from emptying the cocaine down the toilet.
Tony! The virus is out!
I repeat, the virus is out!
Copy that, Jack. Where is it?
In the sewage system!
Get DWP to shut down all lines from ground zero.
It might also be airborne. Get the fire department and LAPD to set up a perimeter. Tell them we've got a level 3 hot zone.
Copy that.
324, end of part 2. Part 3. 3:28.
Come in.
Wayne said you wanted to see me. What's wrong?
Keeler. He's bringing your ex-husband into this debate. The SEC's investigation into his company.
Well, Ted was convicted and served a sentence. You know that.
I know what you told me.
I told you everything there is to know. Ted's company was introducing a hypertension drug.
And you reviewed the research.
Yes.
Which later turned out to have been fabricated.
Which Ted knew at the time, and I didn't.
Now Ted's claiming that you both knew.
He can't reverse himself 8 years after giving sworn testimony.
Well, he is. And he's willing to go on record with the press.
I don't know what to say, except he's a liar.
It's your word against his.
David, you have reason to be suspicious. God knows, you've been betrayed by some of the people you've trusted most, but I'm not Sherry. I told you the whole truth once. And I'm not going to defend it. Because if there's anything less than complete trust between us...
I do trust you, Anne.
You should.
3:30. Wayne calls.
Yes?
We need to talk, David.
I'm with Anne now.
Let me guess, she denied everything.
I believe her.
Yeah, well, listen, I might be able to make this whole thing go away.
How?
Meet me in the auditorium. Alone.
All right.
Tony calls Dr. Mesa.
So have you had a chance to take a look at Nicole's field report yet?
Yeah, I'm almost done.
What are your impressions?
Based on what I've read so far, I'm optimistic.
So you think we'll be able to contain the virus?
At the very least, we should be able to limit the casualties.
Even though the virus was airborne?
Well, there is some risk of it spreading, but Nicole's team acted fast. They evacuated and sealed off the apartment building and quarantined the singers.
When do we get their test results?
5 minutes, 10 tops.
So it looks like we lucked out, huh?
Yeah, we deserve a little luck.
All right, look,
I gotta go, but make sure you keep me in the loop, all right?
Okay, you do the same.
Okay.
Tony, LAPD is setting up the perimeter, but they need wind vectors for the last 15 minutes.
Call meteorology. Extension 2112.
Tony, local news picked up the story about the dead body being dumped at health services.
Great.
They want a statement. What do you want me to tell them?
Nothing.
Tony, Warden Mitchell's on the phone. He's calling from the prison. He says it's urgent.
Almeida.
3:31. Health services teams in biological protection suits run tests at the singer's quarantined apartment. Jack questions the singers who are held in an airtight plastic tent.
Mr. and Mrs. Singer?
What the hell is going on here? Because this is not about drugs.
We think you've been exposed to a virus.
A virus?
It's called the Cordyla virus.
We believe that your son carried it in from Mexico this morning without knowing.
What do you mean carried it in? How?
He thought he was carrying drugs.
So we've been exposed.
I'm afraid so.
What does that mean? Are we sick?
We're going to have to keep you quarantined until we get the results back from your tests. Excuse me for one moment. Yeah, this is Bauer.
Jack, it's Tony.
Tony, I think Kyle Singer's been exposed.
Yeah, we've already gotten all points out on him.
Have you set a perimeter?
We're doing everything we can to contain this thing. All agencies and departments are in the loop on a need-to-know basis.
Okay, good work.
Listen, Jack, I know this isn't the best time to tell you, but I just got some bad news I figure you want to know about.
What's wrong?
Luis Anacon was murdered.
Murdered how?
Salazar's guard. You've got him in custody. He claims that Salazar had his son kidnapped and threatened to kill him if he didn't do it.
Jack, I'm sorry. I know you two work closely on this case.
Tony, I'm gonna have to get back to you.
Is everything okay?
I'm gonna get back to you.
Jack?
A sudden wave of claustrophobia hits Jack, who rushes headlong into a decontamination shower and quickly rinses off his hazmat suit. He rips off his protective headgear and vomits.
These results can't be right.
They are.
Check it again.
I have. Blood and saliva, atmospheric and surface tests, they're all negative. We can't find even a trace amount of this virus.
Nicole hurries through to Jack in the shower room and unzips her headgear without bothering to rinse down. Jack wipes his mouth.
The hell are you doing? You haven't showered down yet.
We're not at risk.
What are you talking about? I watched the powder get out.
It's harmless, Jack. Some form of silicate, but that's all.
What?
There is no virus in the powder. We tested 5 samples. There weren't even trace amounts. Atmospheric and surface analysis also came up negative, and Kyle's parents tested negative as well.
You're sure about this?
The only thing I'm not sure about is if we're on the right trail.
No. No, the body that was dropped off at Health Services was linked to Kyle Singer. Why would Salazar's people pay him to bring across a bag of worthless powder?
Fine, Jack, but where do we even start looking?
I don't know. Wait a second. Mesa said the only way to transport the virus was in crystalline form, right?
Yeah, that's the only way it can survive outside a living body.
What if it was never outside a living body?
What do you mean?
What if the virus was transported inside a living host? What if Kyle Singer was infected earlier this morning in Mexico before he even left?
But Salazar has no leverage if Singer's walking around infecting people.
That's the point. He wouldn't be contagious yet.
The incubation period is 14 hours.
Right. Think about it. We know for a fact that Kyle Singer was in Mexico 11 hours ago. Hector Salazar hasn't threatened to release the virus for another 3 hours. The math adds up.
We need to find Kyle Singer.
Hello?
Linda.
Kyle, I told you, I have nothing to say to you.
No, listen to me, okay?
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, because you're dealing drugs.
I need your help.
What happened?
My dad found the stuff.
We got in a fight. I split. He still got it. Hey, and I gotta get this to them, all right?
These guys are hardcore. I gotta make it right.
Make it right? How?
I don't know. I was thinking, you know, maybe I could pay him enough, you know, just
to keep him off my back.
You want me to give you money?
No, just ball him.
How much?
It's about 20
grand on the street.
I don't have that kind of money, Kyle.
Didn't you say your dad keeps some cash around the house?
Not that much.
Linda, listen to me. These guys, they will kill me if I don't get them something. Please. Please, anything will help right now.
Now you want me to get involved in this?
Just let me borrow something, anything. We'll pay you back, I swear to God.
Where are you?
I'm at the mall.
I'll get there as soon as I can.
Thank you.
CTU knows the powder's not real. Now they're going after Singer.
What do you want me to do?
Stay with him. And as soon as he's alone, grab
him and take him to containment.
Done.
You can't let the cops get him.
We need Singer to make this work.
Gomez trails Kyle. 3:41.
Don't lose the boy.
Of course.
And after you follow him, do what you have to do to him. I don't want nothing to happen.
Of course, there's no way we'll ever release Salazar. CTU is very close to containing the threat. Yes, that's right. All right, Stan. I'll make sure you're kept in the loop. What is it, Wade?
I just spoke to Ann's ex-husband. Now listen, all Ted Packard wants is money. If we pay him off, he'll recant before this debate.
It's blackmail.
That's business.
I don't think so.
David, it's a hell of a lot cheaper than trying to defend against this allegation, which is going to hurt you.
I face down worse lies. I think I've earned some credibility.
You read the polls this morning? Because Keeler is closing the gap. Now this race is much closer than it should be. Now listen, I know it's distasteful, David, but in cost-benefit terms, it's a no-brainer.
Ann won't think so.
Ann doesn't have to know.
I can't keep it from her.
Well, that's your choice. But if this comes out, Ann is going to find herself on the front page of every single newspaper in this country. And David, she's not Sherry. She's not equipped to handle that kind of scrutiny. And you will not be able to protect her from it. Now, between this debate and the threat of this outbreak, you have enough on your plate to worry about. Don't be a martyr. Keep it simple. We could have the money within the hour.
Palmer looks out across the debating auditorium and plays out the options in his mind.
Do it.
3:43. The hazmat team dismantles the quarantine equipment. Jack rejoins Kyle Singer's parents.
What's going on? They don't have their suits on. What does that mean? Are we okay?
Yes, the powder was harmless.
Oh, thank God.
Can you put us through all this for nothing? You scared the hell out of us.
Mr. Singer, we still need to find your son. Is there anything that you can tell us that would help?
Well, you just said the powder was harmless.
We believe your son was infected with a virus in Mexico earlier this morning before he came home. We have 3 hours to find him before he becomes contagious.
What are you saying? That our son could die?
Yes, that could happen.
Oh, God.
Look, I know how difficult this must be for you, and I'm sorry. But we need to find your son. We need to find him now.
Have you tried his cell phone?
Yes, the line's been disconnected.
Oh, wait.
She searches a drawer.
He took my phone this morning.
What's the number?
818-555-0103.
Okay. I'm gonna need one of you to call him.
This isn't my fault. Kyle never would have done any of this if I couldn't take care of my own family.
No.
Yes, you know it's true.
Tony, it's Jack.
Yeah, Jack, I just spoke to LAPD. They got a priority APB out on Singer.
Okay, good. I think we've got a number on him.
All right, look, we'll thread the line through the tracing matrix.
Okay, the number's 818-555-0103. I want you to route the call back through my cell phone.
Got it. I need you to trace that number and reroute the call through Jack's cell phone.
I'm going to need one of you to make the call now. I need you to keep him on the line as long as possible so we can trace him.
What am I supposed to tell him?
The truth. Tony, you set?
Yeah, we're ready.
3:45. Kyle receives the call while ascending a shopping mall escalator.
Linda.
Kyle, it's your father.
Dad?
We need to talk.
Look, I don't know what you want to talk about. I already know how pissed off you are, okay?
Look, whatever you did, I know you were just trying to help out your mom and me.
Yeah, well, look, unless you're willing to give back the stuff you took, I gotta deal with the situation, okay?
Kyle, please, don't hang up. Please. Just listen to me. What I'm telling you is important, please. You have to come home.
Dad, why do you sound different?
I need you to trust me on something I'm about to tell you.
Dad?
You may have gotten a virus.
Something you picked up in Mexico.
How did you know I went to Mexico?
It doesn't matter, but you may be sick. And if you are, then you need to get checked out by a doctor.
Look, Dad, I don't know what you're talking about, all right? But I feel fine.
I know it sounds crazy, but it's real. Now, there's some people here who are trying to help.
Cops?
Tony, no. If you get a lock on this trace, we're going to lose this kid.
How much longer?
I've got a cell tower, but it's covering a 3-mile radius.
I can't believe this. What? It's like you. One minute you tell me that you love me, and the next minute you're selling me out to some cops.
They're not the police, Kyle. They're just trying to stop this virus before it becomes an outbreak.
Dad, I already told you, I feel fine, all right?
Well, they're saying that you're not going to start feeling sick for another few hours, but by then it's going to be too late.
Tony, have you got a lock yet?
How much longer?
10 seconds.
What do you want me to do? You want me to turn myself in?
Because you may be sick. And if you are, other people are going to get infected.
Tony.
We got it, Jack. He's at Los Feliz Mall between Vermont and Sunset.
Okay, get his photograph over to mall security. Okay. Tell them not to approach him.
Right, look, Jack, you're 20 minutes away by car. I can land a team there in 10 minutes.
Fine. Tony, I don't want you taking Chase.
Why not?
I just don't. Thank you very much. We'll notify you as soon as we have him in custody.
Please help our son.
O'Brien.
Chloe, I'm not sure if you've heard yet, but Tony's heading off-site for a while.
He is?
Yeah. I'm taking over for a few hours.
Okay.
Let people in your area know.
Okay, I will.
Thanks.
What was that?
Michelle, she's taking over CTU for a couple of hours.
Where's Tony?
They have a location on Singer. Jack can't get there on time, so Tony's going.
What? Tony's not field ops.
Seems like they're really going out of their way to cut you out of the loop. Did you do something to piss off Jack? Bad idea, Chase. You're just gonna make things worse.
Chase runs after Tony, who signs a helicopter requisition order.
Tony! I
just heard they found Kyle Singer. Is this for real?
We'll see. I'm meeting Jack over there right now.
Okay, look, I'm done with this kid, Parker, okay? He said all he's gonna say. I want back on the case.
Yeah, well, we're hailing now, Chase, all right?
Because Jack doesn't want me there, right?
Did he tell you why he's cutting me out?
I don't care. He's your boss. It's his call.
He grabs Tony's arm.
This isn't right. Did he tell you this is because of Kim? He found out we were seeing each other, and this is how he's gonna make me pay for it.
Take it up with Jack.
Tony slips on his sunglasses and jumps into a waiting helicopter just as the blades begin to turn. Meanwhile, at the shopping mall, an anxious Kyle sucks on the aerial of his mum's cell phone and chews on the nail of his thumb. His dark guardian, Gomez, keeps a close watch and tracks him through the meandering shop crowds. 3:48. End of part three. 3:53. As the hazmat convoy trundles across Los Angeles towards the mall, Chase tries Jack on his cell phone. Jack picks up his phone, sees that Chase is the caller, and immediately puts it down again, watched by an alarmed Nicole.
Just want to keep the line open for Tony. A message for Jack Bauer.
Damn it, Jack!
Chase lashes out of some chairs and storms out of the office onto the main floor. Kim comes after him.
Chase! Look, I know my dad can be hard, but he will come around.
How do you know?
Because I know my father.
Maybe you don't know him as well as you think.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's okay.
Don't you think I feel bad enough already? Because I do.
We shouldn't have told him.
Well, the only other option I can think of is for us to stop seeing each other. Which, as far as I'm concerned, is not an option. Or is it? Chase, what do you want?
I want to be able to do my job.
Kim, we need you at your station. Tony's about to land.
Tony's helicopter hovers over Los Felix Mall and lands effortlessly in a busy shopper's car park. As Tony and two field agents duck under the spinning blades, he is met by a team of three beefcake security guards.
Tony Almeida, this is you.
I think we found the guy you're looking for. He's in the rotunda.
Bronson, lock down the east exit.
Yes, sir.
Pearson, I want you to run point from the security office.
All right.
3:55, and the hazmat team grinds along the freeway with four-track Jack firmly towards the front. Pangs shoot through his sweaty, clammy body as Cold Turkey renews its ominous grip. Nicole observes him closely and reaches her own conclusions.
How long have you been using Jack?
What?
I did a rotation in rehab. You learn to pick out when someone's using.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
He reads her face.
How long?
For a while now. It was the only way I could maintain my cover with the Salazars.
Are you high now?
No.
She shows him the vial.
It's empty, Jack.
Nicole, I told you I'm fine.
I'm not so sure.
If you're not so sure, then turn me in.
I don't want to turn you in, Jack. I'm worried about you.
You don't have to be. I've kicked it.
I have a responsibility to stop this virus. And I am taking a calculated risk that you are more of an asset than a liability. Just please don't screw this up.
Tony calls.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, security found Singer. I'm about to pick him up.
Okay, where are you?
Second floor rotunda, top of the north escalator. Where are you?
We're coming into the loading dock, north entrance. Have you got a visual?
Yeah, I got him.
Where have you placed your men?
They're posted at all the main entrances.
Okay, good. We should be there in about a minute.
All right.
3:57. Jack and the hazmat team pull up in the basement loading dock.
Have your men cover all the parking level exits. Let's go!
Up on the first floor of the rotunda, Kyle nervously keeps a lookout for Linda, while himself stalked by Gomez.
I don't want to cause any kind of commotion.
Yeah.
CTU's here. They're about to move in on the kid.
Stand down. It's too hot.
This is my only chance. We can't let the kid get caught.
No, wait. I can't wait.
Gomez!
Wait here. I want to make a clean grab.
Yes, sir.
As Tony approaches Kyle, Gomez advances from the other direction, checks out Kyle, and even bumps into Tony's arm as he passes.
Kyle?
Who are you?
My name's Tony Almeida. I'm a federal agent, but I'm here to help you. Look, what your father told you about your being sick is true.
I don't believe you.
Come with me, I'll prove it to you.
Tony is suddenly aware of someone standing behind him. It's Gomez. Tony crumples to the ground, blood pouring from his wounded neck. Kyle runs like a scared rabbit and disappears into the panic-stricken crowds. Meanwhile, Chase paces around CTU like a caged tiger. Wayne Palmer cuts a deal with Ted Packard, Anne's convicted ex-husband. And Mrs. Singer tearfully sorts through her infected son's clothes, comforted by her guilt-ridden husband.
Get out of the way! Move!
Jack races through the screaming confusion and spots Tony's limp body lying in a pool of blood.
Jamie, give me your walkie-talkie.
We have an officer down. Kyle Singer is not in custody. I repeat, Kyle Singer is not in custody. Maintain cover on all exits.
He cradles Tony in his hands. 4 p.m. The end.